This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Facebook's list of acquisitions continues, but the latest is on the surface a strange one. The social network giant has bought a virtual reality startup called Oculus VR for $2 billion. Gamers and VR enthusiasts have been very excited about Oculus, which makes a headset that you strap onto your face. The Facebook purchase appears to be about how we might one day interact online, sharing virtual environments from video games to boardroom meetings. The Oculus headset immerses the user in a 360-degree virtual environment that is reportedly pretty amazing, but also a bit dizzying. And that dizziness has been a consistent problem for virtual reality, as Marketplace's Noel King reports.
Ben Kuchera, a senior editor at Polygon.com, has experienced the motion sickness using an early version of Rift.
It's almost like getting off a roller coaster, and you're kind of stumbling around a little bit.
Rift isn't in stores yet, but Kuchera has tried the newest version and says he has no problems. Companies are investing a lot in improving the technology. But some who study motion sickness say the focus on technology obscures something important. Motion sickness is about individual experiences.
You know, you take 1,000 people and you put them on a cruise ship and 300 of them get seasick and the other people don't, and the motion of the ship is the same for everyone.
Thomas Stoffregen is a professor of kinesiology at the University of Minnesota. He says things like Rift...
They're really high tech and they're really high res, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're taking into account the nature of human movement and adjusting to that.
Ben Kuchera says there's a lot riding on these improvements, especially...
Now that Facebook is involved, I doubt they're going to release a product with a $2 billion investment that makes a small minority of people ill.
He thinks by the time Rift hits the shelves, the experience will be more user-friendly. A tall order in virtual reality for a problem that still has queasy cruise passengers running to the railing in real life. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.